Telephone.
You're listening to The Phone Show.
You want to go on phonelosers.org?
Telephone.
Call in at 505-796-4020 or Skype us at phonelosers.org.
You're calling 12 o'clock on a fucking midnight, damn it!
Telephone.
You've got to be crapping my balls.
Telephone.
We don't have any killer robots.
Telephone.
Welcome to the botnet. We love you.
Telephone.
Sir, this is the phone company on the line. You have a fraudulent call making calls to you. Please hang up the line. The police have been notified.
Telephone.
Live on the air.
Hey, Matt, and not Brad.
Hola.
Hey, buddy.
We're doing it live.
We'll do it live.
We're fucking doing it live.
So, hey, Matt.
Yeah.
Welcome to the botnet. We love you.
I wish he'd call in, man. Isn't it like 5 a.m. for him or something?
Oh, I have no idea. He's Netherlands, right?
Yeah.
Yep. That's the end, by the way, and doing the botnet thing. And
he's super awesome.
Sometimes. He runs afterthetone.org. Yeah. And you can call there and leave a message on his number, and it'll add you to the botnet.
You just talk to him. You do anything with him, and you're in the botnet.
I made it officially today that VN's phone number is the PLA bridge.
I
put it on phonelosers.org/bridge and on the forums. So if anyone wants to, like, you know, do the old school thing of calling a phone number, phonelosers.org/bridge.
I haven't been to the fucking forums in a minute, dude.
Yeah. Forums are dead.
Who
cares about forums?
I don't know. They are what they are.
Well said, man. Good choice.
I think we have a good show tonight, and I don't say that often.
I've got
Abra customer phone numbers. Oh man, I didn't even tell you about this, did I?
Oh, but you said you were going to try to get them.
Yeah. It was easy. It was so easy. So, like, Abra is the thing that Legend just harasses out of boredom constantly, all the time. And, okay, Matt, you were on with us, I think it was Saturday or Sunday night, where we called up and got Abra customer numbers by pretending to be the corporate office. And we called that one lady, and I think it's the lady you talked to. I think her name was Evelyn. I don't have the calls. I don't even think I recorded them. But, okay, so today I called Abra, and apparently the lady I talked to just got off the phone with that lady that you talked to, and she told me all about it.
And I was, like, talking about her fucking nice rack and shit.
Something like that. But here, I've recorded her, and... Wait, okay, now... I asked her if she was having computer issues, and her response has nothing to do with the computer. She just started ranting about this lady that just called her.
Were you having computer issues there? It seems like none of your orders are coming through on our end here.
Gosh, I only had one, and let me tell you what happened with that, if I can.
Oh, sure.
This has nothing to do with computers.
By a guy who she said was extremely rude to her. And so I tried to take the order for the Abra, and she wanted 6 of the Abras, but she didn't want to buy the main package to get the 6. And so then I transferred her over to customer service because she was wanting to speak to a supervisor here on the floor. And at that particular moment, there wasn't anybody to give her to. Oh. And so
I can't even say anything because she's just going on and on.
I said, you know what? Let me just transfer you
at that particular moment.
Maybe they are the ones that can give you just the 6 bras. She didn't want anything.
She's like an old lady.
And so difficult would be a good explanation of her. And so that if you're calling me for that order, that's exactly what happened, and that's why I transferred her. But no, I'm not having a computer issue. I was having kind of a customer issue.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah. I don't mean that ugly, but she was extremely difficult, and then she wanted rush shipping, and we can't do that, and she's at a resort, and she wanted to make sure it would get there, and she wanted
Oh, my God.
It was she like, oh, could you ask me for one more thing resort. That I am not
able to. It goes on for another minute after that, and then after all that, she gave me, like, 6 or 7 phone numbers.
Nice.
So we're going to call some Abra. Actually, Abra and New Wave. She had a little of both.
Like, the call centers do all that same, like, garbage shit. They don't even, like, they just pick up whatever, right?
And I found out today that some of their employees actually work from their homes. Like, this one guy I reached, he worked at home, and he gave me one of his phone numbers. So he was all confused about why his computer was broken. But he gave me the one number, the one order that he'd taken that day.
What kind of fucking loot does he get?
I don't know. I should have.
That'd be more curious.
I wrote down his name. Like, we could, you know, call and get him and find out how things work. This is the corporate office. How does stuff work around here?
Yeah, your buddy fucking Hillock wants a goddamn job picking up bra orders.
Yep, so that's what we're going to do tonight. Should we just get right into it, or...
Let's dive right in.
I don't know. We don't have any breaking news, do we?
It seems like lately we just we talk for 50 minutes, and then we do a little bit of prank calls.
Usually, they don't kick into the after show, like right before the after show.
Oh, Nunu says we have to ask women how many tits do they have.
Yeah, what do they need? 6 of them? Are they,
no,
like,
no, how many tits do you have? Like, so we know what type of bra to send. Like, do you have 3 boobs? Get it?
Total Recall.
I got it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the 3-boob lady is going to be in the new Total Recall.
Yeah, I saw the thing. They just hinted at it. She says, you're going to wish you had 3 hands.
Oh, no, you could see cleavage for 3 boobs there.
Yeah.
Sort of, like, you know, just barely.
Yay.
Welcome to the botnet. We love you.
That's so awesome.
Hey, the end.
Hey, welcome to the botnet.
What's up, little buddy?
Do you love us?
Yes, I totally love you.
All right, then. Yay.
Rock on.
Oh, breaking news. Breaking news.
Oh, shit. Music.
Okay.
This Thursday, I'm getting my school diploma.
Yay!
Yippee-ki-yay.
What are you...
Good choice.
What's your... I don't know. What are you in school for?
I'm studying application
development. He's, like, retarded.
You're studying what? What are you studying?
Application development.
Oh, I see. Cool. Yay. Congratulations.
Yay.
You'll be much more successful than me, hopefully, and you won't be doing a show on the internet when you're 40. Good luck with not being me.
Yeah, you get free stuff in the mail from strangers.
That's true.
There's perks.
Whoever sent that in should call.
Yeah, today, I'm not even on Tiny Chatter. I'd reach back and get it, but... I got a metal security camera, like the old school type, you know, gigantic metal casing security camera in my P.O. box, and nobody's claimed responsibility yet. Now everyone's going to claim responsibility.
It was me.
But it doesn't
work. I knew it, not Brad.
It doesn't even work.
Yeah, it's a fake one. But I could easily open it up and turn it into a real one.
Yeah, you said you were going to put the webcam. That would be really kind of awesome. You know?
It would be really neat for a day, and then I'd be like, oh, great, I have this big thing in my way.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it'd be neater to take a picture of it than actually use it. Yeah. You know?
Most definitely.
The receipt's like, if you want to return this, just bring it to your local Walmart. So I think I'm just going to get $20 back for it.
and get arrested because somebody's carding.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
That's their plan.
It's weird. That'd suck if somebody's using you for a drop, like a test drop.
No, it was a $20 camera. Nobody is going to card. Well, I mean, they could.
God.
Hi, Trevor.
Jesus, you like never answer. Are you filtering me
out?
Yeah,
thanks for complaining, jerk. What do you want?
Yeah. I told you I was going to call tonight and make you say, and you know what? The end can shut the fuck up because he said he was getting a certificate a month ago. He's a liar.
At least he did.
He just wants you to join his botnet. Don't let him do it.
That's what this is all about, really.
No, I was going to, I told you I was going to call you out on the radio and make you say, how many shirts of each design do you have left in what sizes? Because I need laugh track mat fat. I need 2X. Oh, no, I'm fatter than that. He needs 1X. Or no, he needs XL. I need 2X because I'm super large.
I really don't know. I'll have to tell you tomorrow.
Yeah, I can't believe you're fatter than me.
But I know,
that's weird.
I know
you're probably just bigger than me.
The two shirts, the tour shirt and the athletic shirt on like phonelosers.org/store, those are what I have. Because I've been removing them as they go away.
Dark Stranger opened her package on Tiny Chat earlier.
Oh, what'd she get?
She opened her package.
A bunch of shirts.
Oh, from who?
From you.
Oh, from me? I didn't know that. Well, why didn't she put it on like YouTube or something? God damn it. God damn it.
Yeah, I don't know. She did it on Tiny Chit. Well, yeah, she can't do another opening.
Yeah. I was busy. I was getting the show already.
Did anybody record it?
I should wrap it back up, Dark Stranger. Open it again.
Wrap it back up and open it again like other people have done. Their names will not be mentioned, but their initials are Matt fucking Hillock.
We were calling the Hillocks in Australia this morning. Like,
the one day we were calling the cunts, and then after we ran out of that, we called the dicks.
The Hillocks is pretty fun, and he's like, my buddy from the States is here, he's trying to look up his relatives, Tristan, and then like they started talking about a dead relative, and fucking Tranquil started being my lawyer. It was so ridiculous, people didn't know what the fuck was happening.
So is that guy in the picture with Cool Rob Tranquil?
The guy in the picture with Cool Rob? In the orange? Old BLA shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is Tranquil.
Oh, okay.
The one with no arms.
I didn't know that was Tranquil. I thought that was just some random fat guy.
This picture. Man, that shit got really funny last night.
Nobody in listening knows any what we're talking about at all.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, fat guy on Facebook. Teehee, everyone. Get it?
Uh-huh. Go scramble now.
Trevor, do you want to talk to the lady that... Were you listening to the voicemail a minute ago? Or the conversation
sort
a minute
of
ago?
I caught half of it because I was like repeatedly spamming your phone trying to get you to pick up.
Ah, that was great. Do you want
hey,
to
at least I'm honest.
Do you want to talk to this lady?
Yeah, really.
Her name is Cheryl Kalila.
Cheryl Kalila, what is this, a ding call or
no? Okay,
it's an Abra.
It's Abra.
Abra.
Matt, it's yours. You should do it because you talk.
Oh, Abra. Yeah, you know those guys. The reason Legend is calling those are also a West company out of Toledo, Ohio.
So it makes perfect sense now.
Yes.
I'm glad you explained that
Toledo,
to us.
Toledo, Ohio. Why wouldn't you call them?
Yeah, fuck Toledo.
Well, no, it's a West company. That's the F2 Wedge. That's the Steam Shark that we go automated from harassment.
Yeah,
I knew
that's
it
was
that fucking... That
all those places.
This is a repeat harassment call. Like that.
Have they sent the repeat harassment call recording yet?
Yeah, many times.
Yeah.
Oh, Yeah, sure. I'll talk to the bra people.
Okay. But we're not calling the bra people. You look
at Tristan driving.
Yep, he sure is driving there.
Look, I love why your picture. That's awesome.
What the fuck is...
You got the pedo bear with the Judge Reaper.
Back off, it's mine.
Night, Trevor.
Clank, motherfucker.
Hey, Matt, you want to call this lady from Aubra? Sure. It's going to be really funny.
Is it the one I talked to?
Yes, before? Her name is Cheryl Carulla.
Carulla. She wants the six bras sent to a resort. Correct?
Call dropped. Come on. Don't do this tonight.
Is Pick that it back the deal, up.
Though? Huh?
Is that the deal? She wants six bras sent to a fucking resort?
Something like that. And she didn't want pink. She's really against pink for some reason.
Okay.
Be like, you want it all pink, right?
For your six fucking goddamn dog titties, you fucking weirdo.
Here it is.
I was like, why is Toomsy on there?
Here, Cheryl Carulla.
I'm echoing on your shit like crazy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Colin from Aubra with crazy things about you wanted six pink bras set to a goddamn resort, correct?
Huh?
You did? You want six pink bras?
What are you talking about?
I'm calling from the Aubra.
No, I think you got the wrong information.
Oh, I think you wanted six.
I didn't call for six Aubra pink.
What'd you call for? What do you got, like, dog tits? Like, you got fucking 12 titties? Why do you need six bras?
Who are you?
This is Matt from Aubra. God damn, you stupid cunt. Get it through your head. So you want that sent out to your little, I don't know, sex resort or whatever you're doing? What is it, like a motel? Like everything's full of semen? In the pool and whatnot? Huh? Sugar britches?
We lost the patient. I'll call her right back.
Do you want to be my boss?
Hello?
Oh, hi. This is James from the shipping department at Aubra. I was told you were being extremely rude to one of our employees here, Matt. You hung up on him.
Okay.
He was just trying to find out exactly how many you wanted shipped, how many pink ones.
You got the wrong person.
Are you Cheryl Kalila?
No.
What's your name?
I'll be calling the police right now. Thank you.
Why? Did you order an Aubra? You ordered an Aubra, right? Ma'am? I guess she's not...
Just calling the police for questioning about bras?
Help, police. Police? Bad customer service.
Somebody asked me about bras that I ordered.
What's fucking she going to say to the police? Cunt. People get arrested for things like that, calling the police over things that don't matter. And that's not our fault. That's her for being... For thinking that this is a police emergency. She's probably going to call 911, too.
That's kind of like the Killer Robot people screaming so much. To when the cops show up, they're like, no, they're on the phone now talking about robots. And they're like, what up? Do you got any ID? What the fuck's going on? Who's this?
Hey, Jen.
Is that her again?
Hi.
Hi, Jen.
Jen, what's up, Jen?
Jen, can you talk to an Aubra person? Because I think that would help.
No, I just call for one purpose.
Because you're a female. What?
Because I think it's a rather funny thing. Well, I just think it's funny coming from a guy that paints his nails, you know? That's all I have to say.
Who paints his nails?
Oh,
I don't paint my nails.
Zing. That was a zing for Trev. That was a zing for
Trevor.
I'm not Trevor, it's Maddie.
I get it.
Yeah.
Like it's just like he wasn't on, so I was confused.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree, Jen. Fuck that nail painting guy.
Yeah. Painting nails is for girls.
So now that you have that out of your system, do you want to call up an Abra person?
No, not really. That's all I had to say. Thank you.
Fine.
Bye.
Go talk to Rob for a while then. Whatever.
Oh, wow. Oh, with the cat's out the bag.
Hey, Tron.
That was awkward. Hey, really?
You want to see Tron? No, Tron's on the phone. I was just saying hey, Tron, because he's in Tiny Chat. And if you want to see him go crazy, I'll just get on camera and he'll start freaking out and saying all kinds of stuff at me. He'll call me by my real name, which will really scare me. That always gets me. But I'm not going to do that. I'm just saying, if I did...
Yeah. Is it really him?
Oh, I don't know. I assume so.
He's been thugging him.
He used to hang out
I talked to him one time on a... The fucking telefreak one time. I was like, you're like the boogeyman. A lot of people really don't like you, creepy fucker.
Hey, Zyklon.
Hey, my Skype is acting up. Let me call you right back.
All right. I hope I answer when you call right back. Hey, Patch.
Hey, Brad.
Your Skype's acting up. It just cut out.
What's with... Ah, I see.
Do you want to talk?
Oh my gosh, Matt. It's amazing.
What?
What's up, buddy? Just the icon Drawn Draper.
Jesus, I didn't even make that.
Who is that?
Huh?
I see John Draper, I see Pedo Bear. Who's the other guy?
I don't know. It's some kid, and it, like, the caption above it was, "Back off, he's mine," is what Pedo Bear was saying.
I see.
Hey, Zyklon. How you doing?
And not Brad.
Hey, how's it going?
And
yo.
And, hey, and what's your face? You, Leo Bin.
Hey, it's Tombstone. I have news, not really breaking, but it's good phone.
Does Tombstone finally have a girlfriend?
No. Yeah.
I've got nice smut of Tombstone fucking his bro. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Anyways,
throws his dick around well.
Phone news. Apparently, on the front page of the New York Times yesterday, that phone companies are losing lots of money because they're filling out subpoenas for the FBI, city governments, and local governments, and small businesses like Crickets. They do like police subpoenas and stuff like that, and they don't get paid for it. They phone company loses like millions and millions of dollars a year. AT&T received 1.3 million demands last year. That's for customer information from law enforcement.
And the police are just jerks and don't pay them.
Yeah, and apparently they have their own hotline that, and I don't know if you read Kevin Mitnick's books, but I think there's some same type of hotlines where you call in and you get information. And cell towers, they have like hard drives in the cell towers to see which people were in that area, and that's like permanently stored there for weeks or months or until the
I've never
hard drive
seen a hard that. Drive in a cell tower. I've
Well, maybe it's remote, like it sends like it off to a hard drive.
There actually was a local story where a guy got arrested over allegedly being out of state. While on the job, he was working for the county, but when they finally went to court and the defense called the cell phone company, apparently where they were at was bouncing off the cell tower in the other state. So basically the evidence was useless, and now the guy's turning around and then suing the cell phone company over it.
Yeah, what they have a cell phone dump, and they could track, and it could, one dump at a cell tower can pull up hundreds and or thousands of names. Wow. Yeah, and that was on the front page of New York Times yesterday. I was like, holy shit, they're talking about phones.
I've been seeing that. Okay, fine.
All right, and if the show sucks tonight, at least the music before the show was really awesome. Like every Tuesday night, starting at 11 o'clock Eastern, Brad plays like real live music, not like recorded shit. So, you know, yeah, good night. Bye. Love you, Matt. Love you, Brad. Bye.
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 Oh, by the way, I mean the music was news. I was playing television theme songs.
It was good, though.
They were like 1 minute long songs. I'm sorry. What were you saying, Zyklon?
I have breaking news.
Oh, yay. Breaking news.
Where's the breaking news music?
There you go. Breaking news. Do you not hear the breaking news?
Yes, I hear it. I'm waiting for it to finish. Oh, anyway, I have jury duty.
Oh.
That's... Bum, bum, bum.
Great. Time to tackle with the witnesses.
Thanks for calling, Zyklon. Anyone else have some amazing breaking news?
My beer's still warm.
Thanks for calling, not Brad.
Fuck you. Let me call some bra bitches.
Yeah. Oh, I was actually going to talk about that thing that Tombstone was talking about. I didn't know they had like hard drive dumps and... Well, I mean, I guess that makes sense. They could do that. But they were talking about, in this other article, is sort of the same, but like T-Mobile has seen a yearly hike of 12 to 16% of cop requests about cell phone info. And Verizon has seen it's grown 15% compared to last year, and Sprint was double surveillance requests in 2012 compared to 2011. Or maybe 2010 to 2011. It's just crazy, though.
The more and more people are just pranking people?
No, it's cops are making requests to cell phone companies. And apparently they don't have to have a subpoena or anything.
I wonder if they're like some of them are for harassment, some of them are for tracking, some of them for role.
Oh, I'm sure it's for just like everything. We talked about it on the show two or three months ago. We had a link to a price list of like how much each of the surveillance requests cost and like what the cops had to pay. But apparently they don't pay. Is what Tombstone is saying. Nobody's paying for anything. Cops are deadbeats. Stupid cops. God.
They need to hire debt collectors.
Yeah. Pay us our $1 million.
Fuck the police.
That's right. Anyway, do one of you guys want to call a Abra lady?
Sure.
I think this is the actual last Abra person. And after this, it's all going to be New Wave Oven stuff. Maybe.
New Wave Oven.
So who wants it?
I'll take it.
Okay. All right. Here it is. Her name is Gina, and she was calling to check on the status of her order today for an Abra. And she's not going to answer, maybe.
Do you hear it ringing? I don't even hear it ringing.
Let me hang up and try
it. Yeah, do I?
What happened to Matt? It's so quiet now.
I know. What's up, Patch?
Not much. Not Brad. What's up with you?
Not too much. My beer's warm.
What's up? What's up, Patch?
What's new?
What's going on, not Brad?
So much is going on.
Really?
Yeah.
Can y'all not hear me?
No, we didn't hear anything. We just now hear you. Did you forget to hit the mute button again?
Oh, well.
Has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
You're fucking 7, with me, 8. Fucker.
No, you were completely silent. We didn't hear you at all.
Jesus, fucking janky USB thing. I'm talking like I'm fucking thinking I'm real fucking goddamn clever.
So I think this is going to be the last Abra, but after this we have 7 New Wave Oven orders.
Okay.
But Abra is not picking up.
I want one of the New Wave fucking ovens.
Let me try fucking doing janking around with this
honestly,
thing.
Honestly, what is Hang a new on. Wave up?
I'm doing some research right now.
It's a NU wave. And I looked at their website today about this.
Has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
You can put a bunch of fucking chicken in there, apparently.
Wow. That sounds pretty amazing.
Wow. Oh, it's the new wave, man.
It's the new... Like I said, New Wave Hookers was a great film.
I think Stan, he emailed me earlier today.
About New Wave Hookers?
Yeah, but also he sent me a phone song, and it's called...
Oh!
It's by Space Opera, and I've... That sounds like I've heard of Space Opera, but I don't know what it is really. But it's a phone song. So just so we can, you know, play that.
We're going to rock out to it.
Yeah. So here's that, and then we're going to come back and do New Wave stuff. Okay, that's over. Thanks, Stan. I really enjoyed listening
Thanks,
to
Stan,
that.
Thanks, Stan, you're awesome.
Because I listened to the whole thing just now. Everyone
hey, I know you. Aren't you Palantine? Yeah, you're Palantine. Yeah, I tell everybody gets in my cab to vote for Palantine.
Exactly. One of these days, we're going to get organized, buddy.
That's right. Oh, and closed circuit for Tron. Fuck you.
So we're back on the
Fuck
air.
Fuck you, Tron.
Patch, I'm going to let you try this one more time. It's Gina again for the Abra, but she's probably not going to pick up.
Okay.
Oh, Gina.
And then we can do New Wave.
Hello?
Hello. This is David. I'm calling from the Abra. Is this Gina?
Who is this?
This is David. I'm calling from Abra.
What?
This is David. I'm calling from the Abra. I believe you ordered some bras from us, Gina.
Oh, okay, yeah. At 1 o'clock in the morning, you saw one?
Oh, no, ma'am. I'm sorry. It's only 5 o'clock.
Oh, sorry?
Oh, his Skype sucked. So, not Brad, do you want to take over?
Yeah, most definitely.
Okay, well, not yeah, Brad's going to
really
talk to you, man.
I understand what he was saying.
Fucking Patch. He calls
time
in through.
To go. All right, thank
Hi,
you.
Hi, Gina. Gina.
I'm calling about your titties. Sweetheart.
Gina, please. Oh, for the love of God,
God.
Gina.
God. Fucking Patch's connection. Once more. One more try.
All right.
Welcome to the botnet. I love you.
Where's the end? We need the end to talk to her.
Welcome I can't hear that shit ringing.
We
Can
love
you hear it
you.
Ringing?
Hello?
Hi, is this DeLorean? Oh, I'm sorry, Dolores?
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking to Dolores?
Hello?
Hello? Dolores?
Hello?
Clitoris.
Hello?
Dolores, can you hear us? We're calling from New Wave Oven. Dolores?
Dolores, what the fuck is your problem? Are you whistling to us? Cough twice if you're being held against your will.
Why did you use that ugly word?
Excuse me, DeLorean?
Why are
I'm calling... I'm calling you from the New Wave Oven Company. My name is Adolph Jones, and we are trying to confirm an order here, but we have a slight problem. Are you with me here, DeLorean?
What? What's the problem?
Well, the problem here is you had mentioned to our employee here that you were planning on baking marijuana brownies in your new wave oven. And I'm just calling with a customer tip. You can't do that in this oven. This thing's for roasting chickens and for, you know, I don't know if you want to make garlic bread or something like that, but you can't make pot brownies in here, and I can't rightfully ship this out.
Who in the hell are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I believe I introduced myself. My name is Adolph Jones, and I'm calling from the New Wave Oven fucking facilities over here.
Why are you using such dirty language?
Excuse me? Oh, I'm sorry. It's a late night over here. I'm doing too many things at once, and my wife is telling me how she's going to beat me when I get home because of a mess I made this morning, and I'm just having a difficult evening.
Well, why you called me at 1 o'clock in the morning?
Because I'm trying to figure out if I can rightfully send this out. I can't if you're going to be baking pot brownies in your new wave oven. We have...
Stupid.
I know it is pretty stupid. If you want to bake pot brownies, use a conventional oven. If you know, I can send you a couple recipes free of charge here from the New Wave service. And excuse me, DeLorean.
I think that was a slam.
That was a slam and a half.
That was kind of like that, but.
Clank. Yeah. We should get Doc Brown to talk to her about the DeLorean.
We got disconnected. You better call back.
DeLorean. Yeah, Patch, you want to check it this time?
Sure.
No one's getting really... we're not getting yelled at. We need Carlito in here. Carlito knows how to make people yell. We need to bring in the professionals.
Is he on?
I don't know. He was messaging me before the show. Carlito.
Get that fucker on.
I don't see him on Skype. Stupid Carlito.
I want to convince someone that the oven is for casting spells, and but they can't do dark spells.
Bye, Patch.
Yeah, sorry, Patch. Your shit's hurting, dude.
Yeah, I don't see any Carlito. It sounded like a Zyklon idea, whatever it was.
Zyklon's was full of
what
ideas.
Was the idea?
What happened?
He didn't give an idea tonight.
Yeah, I think he tried to call back, but I didn't pick up in time, and he gave up. He's probably crying. Oh, yeah, so someone in Tiny Chat, thank you for telling us that PIC stands for something portable induction cooker or something.
Current. I don't know. It'll electrocute you, fuckers.
It's all Gina's fault.
Hi, is this... I was calling for Ann Riley. I'm calling from New Wave.
Say what?
I said I'm calling for Ann Riley. She called earlier today. I'm calling from New Wave Oven.
Gloria where?
I'm sorry, what?
No, there ain't no Ann here, Doc.
I'm calling for Gloria Weir. I didn't say Ann. Did Ann call New Wave Oven earlier today?
Gloria where did?
That's what I said, is Gloria. Could I speak with Gloria?
Hello?
Hi, is this Gloria?
Uh-huh.
Hi, I'm calling from New Wave.
Uh-huh.
New Wave Oven, did you call and place an order today?
Yes, I did.
I'm calling from the shipping department.
Uh-huh, right.
All right. Now I have to establish a problem. Let me think. Not Brad, do you have any... any problem ideas?
Uh-oh. Is this the one?
Oh, I think it is. I think it's the one.
Oh, dear God.
Gloria.
You better think of something.
Listen, did you use a stolen credit card to place your order? Because this credit card came back.
Yeah, this is a crook. She's a crook.
Yeah. You're the one that used a stolen credit card, right, Gloria?
No, the credit card I used is mine.
Yeah, that's what a thief would say, too. They would say, yeah, this credit card is mine.
I'm not a fucking thief, man. Yeah, that credit card is mine.
But, yeah, that's what a thief would say. And the credit card company called us back and told us that you're a thief. And you're
It is a Visa debit card. It's from my own bank. It's got my name on it and everything.
We need you to get the credit card out and read us the number on it, and we'll see if it's the right one or not. Because they tell us.
I think I just need the PIN. I think we might just need the PIN, but we'll see.
And we need all the data from the magnetic strip, if you could read that.
No, I'm not reading you shit because it's my credit card. It's in
she doesn't
name.
Know how to read now.
If you're not going to read us shit, you're not going to get a new wave oven. How about that?
Well, you
because you know what?
Goddamn shit.
You know what?
Motherfucker.
We don't want your business. We don't want a thief's business because you're a thief. You're
and she's got yeah, a I'm gonna take this potty home. Mouth on her.
You steal people's credit cards.
I'm keeping your new wave oven.
Does she lick her mother with that mouth? With all the curse words coming out of it?
Oh, she hung up. I completely got her confused with the next person on the list. That's what that was all about. I kept calling her Ann.
It's still fun. I like when they get mad.
Hello?
Hi, Gloria. We got disconnected somehow. I need to transfer you to my supervisor, Matt. He's the one that deals like with scumbag thieves such as yourself. Let me put him on.
Hello, ma'am. You're the crook, correct?
No, I'm not a fucking crook, and don't call
me. Whoa. Could you please? Hey, could you watch your mouth, please? Yeah, and what's that man doing? Is he assaulting you? Is he yelling? Is he assaulting you? Is he hurting you? Because it's okay to have a potty mouth. I just don't want you hurt.
Just one more time. I'm going to call her back. Tell her we got disconnected somehow. Read her rights.
Hello?
Yeah. Hey there, cowboy. How you doing? You're the tough guy? Screaming in the background? Trying to act like you're King Big Dick because you got a potty mouth fucking broad that wants an oven?
No.
What are you? What are you? You fucking goddamn queer. Speak up.
Yeah, why don't you come on by and let me suck your dick.
Come on by. All right, what's the address?
Yeah, 705 Estes Road. Come on by.
All right, what's the zip?
What's the zip here?
That's nice that you don't know it. Silly fucking hick.
Wait. She's yelling now.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey there, sugar tits. How you doing?
Is there a preacher man in a cowboy shirt where you come from?
Oh, she left. She left. She didn't like it. She didn't like us laughing at her.
She didn't appreciate that.
That was amusing.
What's the zip code? Where do we live?
Who the hell doesn't know their own zip code?
What state are we in? I'm in America. That's where I fucking am.
This is not my beautiful house. This is not my beautiful wife. How did that there?
Do what now?
And the days an old go song. By.
Talking Heads. Do I like that song.
Do what now is the best. Like, I love it. Fucking start with the do what now shit.
Do what now?
It's okay, man.
Listen, partner.
Hey, dark stranger.
Hi, I'm calling to make sure you do an after show.
Ah.
Yay. I'm pretty after show.
We'll see about that. Do you want to call? Do you want to talk to the Ann Riley, Dark Stranger, about her new wave?
Sure, why not?
Her PIC, her
Stranger's awesome. She's drinking. Like,
is there something? Is there something wrong with it, or is she just ordered?
It was. It says it's an order. She ordered a induction cooker thingy.
A fucking stupid new wave.
Okay, I'll ask her if she ordered a stupid new
wave. Oh, and her name is Ann Riley.
Oh, Ann.
You need a middle name in there to make her a serial killer.
Hello.
Hi, is this Ann Riley?
Who's calling?
Oh, this is a new wave oven? Hello?
Yes?
Did you order a stupid New Wave oven?
Why do you want to know?
I want to know. I want to help you with your order, ma'am.
Forget it.
Hey, I want to help you with your stupid New Wave oven, ma'am. God damn it.
God, she's in Vegas. She's got to be awake, right? It's only 11 there.
Viva Las Vegas.
What a bitch.
It's like 10 there.
Tell her what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, so don't worry.
That's the worst, stupidest fucking phrase ever.
Hello.
Ma'am, you have to order a New Wave oven. You called us. You're obliged.
Forget it.
It's in the contract. It's a verbal contract.
That's fine.
That's fine. You have to have it now. We've got your credit card number.
Goodbye.
Hello.
I like that she said yellow, and it wasn't even a joke. She was like, yellow.
Howdy. I'm not going to let these people affect my night.
Hi, Oxy.
Oxy, yeah.
Yeah,
hey,
okay.
What's up?
That's what I meant. That's what I said.
I don't know how many light bulbs are in the New Wave oven.
I've got an idea. This lady's name is Lydia Sellis, and it's an induction cooker order.
I'm going to try and cross...
And then I'm going to hang up on you, because the eye is freaking me out.
I have fond memories of my Easy Bake Oven.
Lydia? What's her name?
Lydia Sellis.
Lydia Chlamydia.
It took like an hour to bake maybe a half an inch cake.
Under a 20 watt bulb.
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck Lydia. This lady's name is Lena Abraham, and it's the same thing. It's an induction cooker.
Call her Abraham Lincoln.
Cooker.
Oh, except
this is Abraham Lincoln.
I like the DeLorean for that one.
The DeLorean was a nice touch.
Yep.
That was hilarious, man.
This is Lena.
Lena Abraham.
Lena Abraham.
Lena Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln. I hear you're hunting zombies now.
It's an induction cooker.
No, vampires.
Oh, yeah, fuck.
Has anyone seen that?
Yes, is this Lena?
No.
Is this the home of Lena Abraham? I'm calling from New Wave Oven.
She's asleep.
Okay. Well, we've got a special offer tonight, cross promotion with Abra, the original comfortable functional bra. And what we're offering is four bras, $59.99 with a pink bra free. Do you think Lena would be interested?
No. Not at this time, no.
Are you familiar with the Abra, ma'am?
No.
The Abra is a it's been on television a lot, CNBC, Bloomberg, Business Week. Are you familiar with any of those, ma'am?
No.
Okay, well, basically it's a bra that won't stretch. It's very comfortable, made of quality luxurious fabric. We are offering a special cross promotion for New Wave customers. All we need you to do is scan an image of your breasts and email them to rbcp@hotmail.com. Do you have a scanner, ma'am, a flatbed scanner?
No.
Connected to your computer? We've got a new technology that allows us to take the image of the scanned breasts and find the exact proper fit for your bust.
No, thank you.
You're not interested?
No.
Can we just have the picture of your breasts?
No.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
She just wants to let them flop around without no contractions behind them. Just let them flop about. She don't want them things held. The goddamn whiskers will poke through any Albra.
Albra.
You got old grandma tits.
Here, let me talk to her real quick.
By the way, Brad wants some pictures. When I mute my mic.
I want those goddamn pictures. I would have been thrilled if you could have gotten those sent to me.
She's got all this burn the bras.
Yeah, I took a wild stab at an email address.
Not LA.
It's close enough.
Anything.
it would have bounced around the tubes and found you eventually.
I'd get it in, like, the year 2547. Oh, here they are.
Like, oh, there's a little lady tit. Oh.
First titties.
Hello, ma'am?
The party you have dialed does not answer.
Ooh, it's a party.
Well, they do not answer.
What? I want to go to the party.
Ooh, like the party line.
Why can't party I go line. To the party? Like,
the
usually,
president gets a nice touch. They do not answer.
If I'm not invited to a party, I like to call the pigs on it and ruin it. Like when I get thrown out of a party. That's my shtick. Well, I've only done it once. I got thrown out of a hotel party one time. I called the fucking security. And I'm like, it's fucking jackasses.
Oh, you guys kicking me out of the party.
Doing all kinds of drugs and being loud.
I'll get you guys arrested. I'm Matt fucking Hillock.
I'm a dick. Right. I fell in a mud puddle, and the pigs, I think, that were there to shut down the party helped me out of the fucking creek I was stuck in.
No
and
one is available.
Put me in my hotel room covered in fucking mud and didn't even, like, roll me.
The voicemail changed.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's because the party's over.
Is it Oxy or Oxy?
Oxy, yeah.
Okay, Oxy, your eye's freaking me out. Goodbye.
How is that
Oxy? He had a good idea.
Just change your picture, buddy.
Thanks for, that was funny. Thank you
that
for...
That was actually really good.
Yeah, cheers.
Yep, I enjoyed that one.
We'll just use your idea, but kick you off the line.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, I have... Okay, it's time to quit the show, and I'll do a tiny little after show. But, okay, I have several questions here for the listeners. Question number one, and this the answer needs to be emailed to rbcp@phonelosers.org, not rbcp@hotmail.com, because I won't get that until the 23rd century.
Hey, go to my GeoCities page.
Okay, me and Legend, we really want to hear... The prank call we did with the circuit breakers, and I'm pretty sure it was a quick trip, and it's where we got the people. You can hear these prank calls, the similar ones, at youtube.com/prankycalls with a Z. But it's the one where the guy like starts screaming out the numbers of the breakers as he shuts them off. We convince him we're the corporate office, shut down all the power in the store, and he starts screaming out breaker numbers. He's like 1, 2, 3 as he shuts off each switch in the store, and he keeps doing that until finally the phone maybe shuts off.
I only remember the one with the broad doing that, and then we all laugh and said, "Oh, that was the one."
Yeah. Oh, I hear that one a lot.
No, but she wasn't yelling the numbers of the breakers.
But she was like, the one, you heard her. Yeah, she wasn't counting them off, but she was.
The one you're referring to is already on YouTube, Pranky
but
Calls.
But anyways, fans.
Question number one.
So we have
which episode is it in?
We have no idea which episode it is. Maybe it's not an episode. Maybe it's just a conference that I've put up. I know it's on Cacti because I heard it playing one night. And I'm sure I didn't mention the word breakers because I feel that that's like kind of a thing we could get in trouble for shutting off.
Come on, Keeners.
Yeah, so it'd be really cool if someone knew which episode that was or what other things are in that episode to help us track it down. That would be great. Patch, quit calling. Quit calling, Patch. I don't want to talk to you, Patch.
Unless
quit calling.
He knows. Let him answer, and if he knows,
no,
let him stay.
He doesn't
on.
Know anything. He's been calling nonstop.
He's,
since
just,
I
he's calling just
he doesn't.
That's
know.
Something Patch would know, all right?
Well, he can email me. Patch, email me, rbcp@phonelosers.org. The other thing was last week, I can't remember the guy's name, but he was on, and he was kind of awesome. And he said he had that one redhead kid's phone number, the Gingers Have No Souls kid from YouTube.
Oh, the fucking that guy.
Yeah, I kind of.
That guy's stage, though.
Name?
Like, he's just making money off it now.
He's this fucking troll.
Oh, yeah. He's
but it would.
Okay,
what's
just making
copper,
sure.
Copper cab.
I think he's
copper
trying
cab.
To. Yeah, copper cab. I think he's trying to save face. Like, you know, he actually was a spaz when he made that video, but now he's just trying to make it into an act. So he thinks. He thinks. He wants us to think he's just a genius, and he was just playing with us the whole time.
Yeah, I heard the whole, like, fucking, like, my account got hacked. It was totally a fraud.
Yeah, well,
people do that all the time.
Yeah, I don't remember even hearing him offer the number last week while we were on the show, but when I was editing it for YouTube, I heard him say, "Hey, I have that guy's number. Let's call him." Actually, the only reason I want it is because my son is really into his videos right now. I want to make my son call him and record it.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yep. That's question number two. And I think that's everything.
Cue sad music.
Yeah. Sad music didn't. We didn't even learn anything this evening, did we?
I learned shit all.
No, remember, I made a decision a week or two ago that we're not going to learn stuff anymore. We're just going to yell out URLs.
Oh, really?
Well, we can learn things, too. It can be a combination.
Minor. Fuck. Everything I have is so, way too many digits and
Patch,
shit.
Patch, did you learn anything this week? So even on your cell phone, you're... Okay, he hung up.
I learned that Patch is a dumbass.
Yeah, stupid Patch. And now he's calling back. He just wants to annoy me the entire... Hi, Patch. Did you learn anything?
Hang up on him.
Did you learn anything, Patch? So he's just getting me back. And this is why I always block him. I've blocked him on Skype, multiple phone numbers, and his Skype name. I blocked him on Facebook. He just annoys the hell out of me. Stupid Patch. Aww. Now he's calling
Stupid
back.
Patch.
Calling Patch with two different phone numbers.
This is recording.com.
Yeah, this is recording. After
Patch is a stupid bitch.
Afterthetone.org. Patch is a stupid bitch.com.
Quick, someone get that.
Tone.org.
Yeah, really.
That's just really. Who would go there?
He wouldn't be like, ha ha.
YouTube.com/666HILL0CK666.
Whoa. You know, I should have done this at the beginning of the show, but I have breaking news.
Oh, shit. Shit's about to get real.
So, okay, breaking news number one. AT&T sues a company for over $1 million, and it's just some local, some independently owned business thing, and I assume foreign people hacked into his PBX system at his office and charged $800,000 worth of phone calls overseas on this guy's PBX system.
Calling from overseas.
Huh? What's that?
I'm calling from overseas.
Yeah, well, they were calling... I think they said something about overseas numbers, and that's how they ran up the bill. And AT&T, they know it was fraud, and they tried to sue him anyway for, $1.4 million. And they finally dropped the charges because the press got a hold of it, and it made him look bad. But
press got a hold of you.
That's what freakers used to do back in the day. They'd hack into PBXs back when they couldn't afford phone calls.
Someone's going old school.
Yeah, it's old school. Hacking PBXs. Who does that anymore? Apparently people that need to call Nigeria or something. I don't know. I'm going to blame Nigerians. I don't know.
Yeah, blame them. Blame the 419 scams.
Yep. And then the other breaking news was an entire town has been freaking out because someone's been prank calling everyone in town with this jury duty phone number. And it's one of those prank call websites where you get people to call a number, and I guess they were texting everyone in town with this phone number, and I'm gonna call the number. This is what they would hear. Call dropped. It's not gonna go through. Call dropped. God damn it. Call dropped. Call dropped.
Did you use too many?
Motherfucker. Everything sucks, Matt.
Everything sucks. .org.
Yeah, here, I'm gonna call the number. It's because Patch is calling over and over. Hold on. Patch, what do you want? What do you want? Why are you calling?
Patch.
Okay. I'm clicking the report abuse checkbox, you motherfucker. Okay, this is the number that people all over this town, whatever the town was, getting
Hello.
Paged with.
Hello, the following is an urgent message from the National Justice Center. If you are hearing this message, it means that our records indicate you failed to appear for jury duty last Monday morning at 9 a.m. Multiple notifications of your jury summons were sent to you, both by the U.S. Postal Service, as well as electronically, to the email address we have on file for you. Unfortunately, ignoring these notifications and failing to appear in court for jury duty is a class 3.
I'm going to see if we can get to the end.
To make arrangements to pay the $500 fine for failure to appear for jury duty, press 2. to make arrangements
Isn't this awesome?
To begin serving a 30-day prison sentence for failure to appear for jury duty, press 3. You have one final option, and we strongly suggest you choose this one. Rather than a $500 fine or a 30-day prison sentence, you may instead choose to pay it forward and simply pass this phone number on to your top 10 most gullible friends and attempt to trick them into thinking that this is actually a real failure to appear for jury duty notification. In much the same way that whoever gave you this number to call has apparently just tricked
URL
you.
Is.
HumorHotline.com.
HumorHotline.com.
This call is sponsored by
Answer for Prizes. We text you a question.
But like, you know, people don't listen to the end. They just freak out and hang up, and they're like, oh my God, I'm going to jail.
I went to jury duty twice. The one time I left during it, and like at the lunch break, and I was like, who the fuck are you kidding? Because they called me when I got home. I got home and got fucked up. And then they called me, and they were like, they're like, man, you got to come back. I was like, who the fuck are you kidding? You're not going to put me on no jury. Like, it's stupid. And they kept wanting my address. And I was like, all right, here's my address. And I thought they were just going to come get me. But then they sent me the check. Like, it was ridiculous.
Wow, you got paid for that?
Yeah, like the $11 check.
Wow. That's like 3 beers or something, or a 6-pack.
Well,
or...
it's 12 of the shit beers I drink. It's almost 2.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought that was funny, you know. A whole town, I keep seeing that in the news feeds of this, whatever town. It's Charlotte Observer, so I guess it's North Carolina, and everyone's freaking out over this whole...
North Carolina, come on and raise up. Take shirt off. Wave around your head like a motherfucker. North Carolina, come on and raise up.
Yep, whatever that means, Matt.
Stupid song. Right. Like years ago.
So should we do an after show, I guess?
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys are going to say yes.
Yeah. Of course they're going to say yes.
Everyone go to
a song for a minute. Let me go get another beer.
Yeah, I'll do
record.
That. You got any URLs? You want people to go to youtube.com/666Hillock with a 0, 666?
Yeah.
Just go to cactiradio.com and go to Matt Hillock's thingy on YouTube. It's listed on there in the sidebar. I want people to go to youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica. Not Brad.
Me too. I don't have shit. Go there for me too.
Not Brad wants people to go to lemonparty.something.
Yeah.
Meatspin.org.
Yep. There you go. Meatspin.org. You got it.
Herbal Bacon wanted me to play this song by Mr. Rogers. It's by Symphony of Science. It's called Garden of Your Mind.
This thing's hot.
Yeah, I was really happy you sent me this MP3 because I've seen the video, but I've kind of wanted the MP3.
The flute solo, I think, is my favorite part. The slide whistle.
Can I be in the after show?
Yeah, Dark Stranger. Any URLs? Yell URLs.
No.
Scream URLs.
Pornhub.com.
All right. This
OTV.com.
This is Garden of Your Mind. See you guys next week, and we'll be doing an after show. This isn't the Mr. Rogers. It went to the wrong thing. Here it goes, Mr. Rogers.
Welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Maybe if I press this button. This is a cassette player with a little cassette in here, and there's nothing written on it, so we'll just have to play it to see what it is. Do you ever imagine things? Are they scary things?
Are they scary things?
Do you ever imagine things? Things you'd like to have. Did you ever see a cat's eyes in the dark and wonder what they were? Did you ever pretend about things like that before? Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind? You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind. It's good to be curious about many things. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think, and they'll grow.